to the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May. T's and C's apply. Your story matters. ABSA.
Dilemma calls for unity to safeguard economic gains amidst regional turmoil. Government to start accompanying statements with audio and video recordings to combat fake news. In global news, Israel launches new attacks on Tehran and Beirut as U.S. Embassy in Riyadh hit by two drones. With the main news at 13 hours, my name is Mutale Molenga. President Hakainde Hichilema has urged Zambians to ensure that regional conflicts do not undermine the country's economic achievements, such as reduced fuel prices and stabilized commodity prices. Speaking during the launch of the Brand Zambia initiative in Lusaka this afternoon, President Hichilema stressed that the country must leverage its rich history of peace and unity to create synergies that foster development with other countries. He emphasized that embracing cultural traits of other countries in a beneficial way will help Zambia improve further by prioritizing value and productivity. The head of state added that the Brand Zambia initiative will give the country an identity, making it easier to compete internationally and spur local investment. The Brand Zambia initiative, launched under the theme Ignite the Spirit of Zambia, aims to promote the country on the global stage through its offerings.
Identity is important, colleagues. Amid a global village situation, identity is also important. Africa sometimes is marketed as one block. It is true, we want it to be like that. But inside Africa, there are different pieces. And we occupy our piece. Not that other countries should. But that's the description. Of a particular whole, a piece. It's a piece that is made up of other companies. Obviously, we want to pull these companies together towards an Africa agenda, such as the Africa Continental Peace Agenda. But it's stitched by different pieces. Infrastructure, like it has the Angola Bridge, where we were. Practical peace that promotes trade.
And speaking earlier, United Nations Development Programme UNDP Country Representative Dr. James Wakianga implored citizens to couple this initiative with a unified national identity anchored on actions that push for investment and attaining Vision 2030.
Your Excellency, Mr. President, the Brand Zambia initiative was inspired by your commitment to redefining how the country's story is told, both at home and abroad. This vision was reinforced during the 2024 visit of the UNDP Regional Director for Africa, Ms. Auna Ezeakonu. The initiative is rooted in the belief that a strong national brand is vital in shaping Zambia's image, elevating its global standing, and promoting development that leaves no one behind.
Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa has announced that government will begin accompanying every official statement with either an audio or video recording in a bid to curb the spread of fake news on social media. Speaking on Tuesday's edition of Let the People Talk program on Phoenix FM, Mr. Mwetwa said the move is aimed at safeguarding the integrity of government communication and ensuring that citizens receive accurate and verified information. He emphasized that government will not allow individuals who have recently been spreading misinformation to continue doing so unchecked, noting that while some may attempt to manipulate artificial intelligence to fabricate audio or video content, it will be easier for the public to distinguish original government communication from fake material.
Those statements which are computer generated, we've now realized that it doesn't pay to put the the security agencies on high alert that whoever generates this, you go and arrest them, you go and arrest. You don't sort out problems by arrests only. You have to find other means. So one of the things now we have put on the table, and you'll soon see that this is in effect. And remember, it happened also at advent to 2021 general election, that there was this heightened propaganda where statements will be released on and on the behalf of the UPND. What did we do? We told the nation that any written statement which is not accompanied by a video or audio, consider it fake. That's what we shall do now. When Mr. Hamasaka at State House or anybody is going to release a statement, there will be no more dry statements.
Meanwhile, Mr. Mwetwa, who is also Media and Information Minister, says only enemies of progress are insisting that President Hage Hichilema has not delivered on his promises. He states that President Hichilema remains equal to the task and fully committed to serving the people of Zambia, regardless of criticism or insults directed at him.
This issue of shrinking democratic space is a concoction and figmentation in the minds of the enemies of progress and peace, who have, unfortunately or fortunately to them, have had an upper hand in misleading and misinforming the nation. They are good at propaganda. Fortunately, citizens now can no longer feast on propaganda. They now know what is happening in this country, that it is good for this country, and the country is right back on same trajectory of being governed in accordance with the rule of law.
And commenting on individuals joining the UPND, Mr. Mwetwa has clarified that party membership does not provide immunity from prosecution, cautioning that those with ongoing court cases should not assume that joining the ruling party would result in their cases being quashed. Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, board chairperson General Geshom Chungu has urged health authorities on the Copperbelt to urgently lobby for the expansion of main pharmacies in health facilities. General Chungu is concerned that in most facilities he toured, increased drug stocks are being compromised by inadequate storage infrastructure, warning that medicines should not be stored on the floor due to limited space. Speaking when he winded up his tour on major health facilities in Kitwe and in Indola and the ZAMSA hub in Luansha, General Chungu said government's allocation of over 7 billion kwacha towards drugs and medical equipment has significantly boosted supplies to health institutions. He stressed that the rise in stock levels must be matched with expanded pharmacy space to ensure proper storage and safeguard the integrity of medicines. And Copperbelt Provincial Health Director Charles Mwenuna said the Luansha ZAMSA hub has eased access to medicines in the province.
You know, the efficacy of the drugs are protected to ensure that when we receive the drugs to the facility, that is exactly what the clients will receive. Even here, you can tell the temperatures are okay. And the space, they are lucky because they also have a bit of space. But with the coming of these drugs all the time, I think one of the challenges that we are having is space, where to keep them. We have quite enough drugs at the moment. And the spot checks, those that we are making, it's showing that drugs are actually available. There was some media report over Mpongwe. I think that was Mpongwe when I went to St. Peter's. But I also went to Mpongwe Mission Hospital, and I briefed the PS about that. We have drugs. We have enough drugs. Essential drugs are there.
On his two-day visit, General Chungu and his entourage toured Arthur Davis Children's Hospital, Indola Teaching Hospital, Kitwe Teaching Hospital, and the ZAMSA Hub in Luansha. Governance expert Wesley Mianda has criticized members of the opposition for accusing President Hage Hichilema of delaying the burial of late former President Edgar Lungu, saying it is the former First Family which has been frustrating government's efforts on the matter. His remarks follow the arrest of Socialist Party President Dr. Fred Membe yesterday, who has been charged with prohibition of harassment and humiliation following remarks he made alleging that President Hichilema had imprisoned the body of former President Lungu. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Meanda claims that government's stance on this matter and the wish of all Zambians has been and still is that the former president